Oklahoma schools are becoming more and more reliant on teachers with no training. In one district, 15% of the new teachers headed into the classroom next week are emergency certified, meaning they've likely never taught before. State Impact Emily Windler recently visited with one of these newbies while she was getting ready for her first day on the job.
Lindsay Judd is stapling some dark blue cloth to the bulletin board outside her new classroom. It's going to be the background for a Peter Pan-themed welcome sign.
And I have a little bitty Tinkerbell to sit up there because, you know, all you need is faith, love, and a little bit of pixie dust. Hopefully that'll work out in my classroom. We'll see.
Judd just got hired to teach second grade at Pleasant Hill Elementary in Middell, a suburb of Oklahoma City. And while she's excited and jokes about teaching being easy, she's actually really nervous.
I'm terrified.
Judd doesn't have any teaching experience, but because her school couldn't find a traditionally qualified candidate, they hired her and gave her an emergency teaching certificate. This fast-tracks Judd into the classroom and gives her a year to complete the full certification process. State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says teachers like Judd are becoming the new normal. Since 2011, there has been a 3,000% increase in the number of people taking this accelerated route. Hoffmeister says the state has no choice but to rely on them.
We are committed to making sure, though, that children have teachers, and we are grateful for these who have stepped forward.
She says some of these emergency certified teachers do have classroom experience, but it's a small percent. Judd is coming from a background in business.
I have to learn how to write a lesson plan because I don't have formal training in that.
Before this, she worked for the Chamber of Commerce in Midwest City. She loved it, but she wanted more time with her kids. That's part of the reason she decided to make the change. When she told her brother, who has a college degree in education and has been teaching for 3 years, he tried to talk her out of it.
He said, "Don't do it. If I can tell you one thing, just don't do it. It's not worth it."
Judd says her brother loves his job, but he gets frustrated by the lack of funding and all the testing, two issues that have driven many teachers away from the profession. Judd appreciates that her brother is trying to protect her, but she says she's ready for the challenge.
"I'm not going to just jump ship, I mean, because they are going to rely on me."
To get ready, she's been reading books and asking for advice on social media. Her favorite tip so far?
"Somebody said it the best, that my lesson plans are the agenda to the meeting, not the minutes of the meeting."
That's kind of like saying it's okay if things don't go exactly as planned. She says she feels confident about classroom management. She's got 3 kids of her own and says they've given her plenty of practice wrangling children. She's most worried about the teaching part of teaching.
"It's a huge responsibility to be responsible for someone else's children. And not only for their children, but for their children's education. Like, I don't take that lightly at all."
Rick Cobb, who's the superintendent of Middell, says the first year is definitely more difficult for emergency certified teachers because they're just jumping in and don't really get to practice first.
I worked out a lot of rough draft problems as a student teacher, figuring out you can do this, you can't do this. This is what it's like to be underprepared while having somebody over my shoulder to make sure that I only slipped and I didn't fall. And so our emergency certified teachers don't really have that advantage.
Still, he says some of them have become rock stars. Others don't last a week.
They're surprised that the job is this hard.
According to State Department of Education data, a third of emergency certified teachers have left by year 3. Cobb says that churn can really mess with a school's climate. So he intends to give all his first year teachers some extra support this year. His first checkup will be at the end of their first day.
"You know, what was your first day like?" And they're running out the door with their hair on fire, or they're kicking themselves for not getting into education sooner.
For Judd, that first day is just a week away. She's got her room ready to go and decorated. Now she's just waiting for her students. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more online at kgou.org under the link for State Impact. You're listening to KGOU.